This is tape number 3 with Dr. Alan Whitaker. Today is March the 12th, 1997. And he was talking about how the public health officer, as public health officer in Rocky Mount, when the Selective Service began drafting, when everybody had to register for Selective Service, he made a rule that everybody had to be tested for venereal disease.
Yeah. And they didn't question it, so everybody was tested. And it was a very high rate of positive blood tests, 25% in one group and 2.5% in another group. We had already started venereal disease clinics and maternity clinics and well baby clinics. The pediatricians cooperated and the other doctors cooperated in helping with the venereal disease clinic. We treated 500 a week. And Dr. Weeks, when he was on vacation, Dr. Carnegie, when they were on summer vacation, they'd work there. Dr. Dixon, Dr. Noel, Dr. Wall, Dr. Thorpe, Dr. Margaret Battle, she's trying to call a taxi.
I thought it was television, but it's not. This is okay.
They were the doctors who worked there, along with me. We had it up to sometimes 500 a week, just for venereal disease, white and colored. And people weren't trying to hide it. They weren't, you know, Sheila High, slipping around trying to hide it, asking me to treat them privately, nothing like that. They just faced it, you know. And we did very well with that. They cooperated in getting the treatment. It was long drawn out. And then in 1944, you could get penicillin in small amounts. We'd give 20,000 units at a dose, which is just a drop in the bucket compared to what you give now. And it worked like a charm. And you didn't have to, they didn't have to come back every week for a year. See, they had to come back every week for a year. It was a horrible treatment, really. And virtually cleared it up, and a few years later, I asked some of the doctors, I went out of public health and went into private practice, and I went to urology, and therefore I didn't see as many patients firsthand as the family doctors did. And I asked some of the internists and family doctors how much syphilis there was in the community, and they said they hardly ever saw any. That was in the 50s. I heard
gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea was an awful problem up until sulfa drugs came out in 1937. There was nothing for it. It was worth using. Up until 1937, they had clinics for treating gonorrhea, but a person with gonorrhea would have been much better off to go on a camping trip by himself and drink a lot of water than it would to get any treatment available anywhere in the United States or Europe. Because they actually made it worse. They would do irrigations which would drive the infection further up and get it into prostate or in the
feet. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
And I'll see you in the morning.
All right, good night. And then the females, the irrigations would drive it up in the fallopian tubes and make it a disaster. Whereas if you'd gone out in a camping trip and just drunk a lot of water, you'd got well in 2 or 3 weeks probably. I'm not sure. I don't know where to go from there.
Okay, let's stop a minute and